trying to get that elusive late license. The club was moving into a new era. The Manchester scene was exploding with new clubs like the Hacienda spelt wrong. This was the time of the great Tony Wilson, who died last year. At last, decent music was being played on Radio 1. Our pirate station was doing well. I got my friend Phil Orton to convert the upstairs into two radio studios because I had an idea that I would try to get a legal radio station going in the future. My competitors were putting on dance nights such as Progress. We had Smokescreen running on the first Saturday of each month. Smokescreen was now the busiest night for us at weekends, although our Monday night student night was rammed. We had the constant bickering of rockers saying that Smokescreen was dance shit. I held firm and carried on with what we were doing. One problem was that Eclipse down the road had just applied and got a 4am license. We ran till about 2ish but should really have closed at 1. I decided to apply to the council for a 3 o'clock license for our Smokescreen night. Occasionally I would allow Smokescreen to run late. 3 times a year we would do an illegal all-nighter. We would put an advert in the paper. It would read, "Smokescreen this Saturday, doors open 10 p.m. till later." If it said later, not late on the poster or advert, it meant we were staying open all night. We used to put staff in the street with radios and direct customers to enter via the side door on Sitwell Street. We set up a till at the bottom of the central stairs and kept the main door closed so it looked like we were shut. One slight problem that was the PA ran 10,000 watts so it could be heard all round the street. We had a radio set up in the office tuned to the police on 452.650 UHF. I got a call from Kevin Clancy. He said one of the doormen at Eclipse has just rang the police and told them we're doing an all-nighter. I said, "I know, I just heard a message go out to the police transit." I had to decide whether to cancel the all-nighter or call the bluff of the license inspector. There had been a message to stand down one of the two police units and the other van was about to stand down. It occurred to me that the police did not have the resources on to bust the night, so I took the decision to carry on, a wise move because we did not get a raid. Since Eclipse had got its late license, I applied for 3 a.m. to the council. It went to the committee but was rejected on the grounds of complaints from the local in the old people's home at the back on Sitwell Street. How could these old fossils distinguish our customers from those of Eclipse? In fact, their place was bigger and was open more nights than us. Why should they have a 4am license and we close at 1? I planned to take my revenge on those who objected to the license. I asked my friend Chris, who had a recording studio, to make me a tape up of war music. He got the Dam Busters, Colonel Bogey, Glenn Miller and some Burt Camford Orchestra. Between each record I recorded propaganda messages. One said, "I bet you wonder what all the noise is about. I will tell you, it's because you objected to our license. Well, it's time you had your life ruined like you are doing to ours." After the rock night had finished, I asked all the staff to carry the PA speakers up onto the roof. We pointed them at the old people's home opposite. I placed the cassette in the player and set the time switch to play in half an hour at 3 a.m. All the staff and some customers gathered in the car park. I was with Caroline, sat in her car in the Hardy Social Club car park. The air raid siren started on the tape, then Colonel Bogey, then me shouting propaganda at 3,000 watts. I had phoned the Telegraph and told them we were outraged about not getting the late license and said I intend to take direct action to revenge this, but did not say what I was about to do. Me and Caroline laughed in the car. She said I was mad but eccentric. One by one the lights came on in the old people's home. Some came out in the street in dressing gowns. Punters were laughing at them and shouting obscenities. After 20 minutes the music stopped. Caroline invited me back to her house for coffee. She normally did not do this. I had tried chatting her up in the past but failed. This time it was different, and it was the start of a small fling. On the following Monday, the council hand-delivered to me a noise abatement notice, but I also hand-delivered to them an appeal against the refusal to grant a late license. Apparently the PA protest was heard as far away as Chadderston, about 4 miles from Babington Lane. I went to the appeal, everyone said I had lost the plot and was going mad. I prepared my evidence and went to the hearing fired up. The mayor was chair of the committee and I started my evidence. It took over an hour. The mayor had an important meeting at 12, but I kept on going with my onslaught. I won the case and we got a 3 a.m. license, mainly because the objectors failed to turn up and substantiate their evidence. This was an important victory for me and gave us the late license that would be essential if we were to compete with Progress.